Let's start the Mishnah. Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Shnei Kadorim Shoyim Mahalchim Ze Achaze. V'Niskol Harishain are nothing. We assume there's nothing there. He just tripped on his own feet. V'Nofal. He falls on the ground. V'Niskol Hasheni Barishon. And the one walking behind him. Why do you mention that they're Kadorim? What he mentioned, it means that they're kadorim, and when they fall, so the kaderas crack, the dishes or whatever it is, the glasses, are going to crack. So there's going to be a discussion in the Gemara, the one who tripped and fell, and he dropped all of his dishes, and the dishes are now a bor b'shus harabim, hezi chayiv mishum bor b'shus harabim on that. Then there's going to be a discussion. A bor b'shus harabim is only chayiv on nafal sham shavah hamor, shavah adam hamor v'lo kelim. So a bor is not chayiv in kelim. So when the dishes of the next person smash because the second person tripped on the first person, so that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara, the different pshatim in the Gemara, whether the first person is considered a bor. A bor b'shus harabim is potter on kelim. Or is the fact that he's an Adam laying in the street, is that considered an Adam Hamazik? Maybe he is Chayiv in the Kelim. So it's unclear from the Mishnah, just as Harishon Chayiv ben Iske Hasheni, it doesn't say he's the Chayiv ben Iske Hasheni even on the Kelim of the Sheni that's Mesh. The Kelim of the Sheni, okay. Is he Chayiv even on the Kelim that's Mesh because it's Medin Adam, or does it mean? Or he's not chayv in the kelim. And what about the kelim of the first one that smashed? Does that have a din of a bor b'shus harab? Okay, so that's going to be the whole discussion. Fine. So we had previously on two dafim before on daf chavtes, the Gemara said in Bob Mitzil also like that. There's a machloikas hatanaim rab meir nachachamim. So Abai said earlier that there was a double machloikas. One machloikas was when a niskal pasheya on niskal tizainis. Means niskal, there's nothing there. If there's a bichshal there, ain't dakan shal ben adam is bad in bedrachim. The Gemara said before, when people walk on the street, they're not in the habit of looking down; they look up. So if there's a bichshal in the street and a fellow trips on it, everyone would agree that that's niskal oynesu. That's not a posheya. The whole machlekes Rav Meir nachachamim, if there is such a machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, is whether niskal and there's nothing there. There's nothing there, just tripped on his own feet. Is that a poshe or is that an oinus? But if there's something there and he tripped, I'm sure we say, that is an oinus. It's not a poshe. Rabbi Yechanan says, Lo teimu, you shouldn't interpret Masis Rab Meir the Amar Niska. You shouldn't say the Mishnah only goes like Rab Meir. Niskal posheahu v'chayiv, since he's a posheya, he tripped on his own feet. And then it says, the niskal hasheni barishon harishon chayev b'niskal hasheni. Why? Because niskal posheya. But if you would have held like Rabbi Yehuda niskal oinesu, then the rishon would not be chayev b'niskal hasheni, because the whole thing was an oines. Rabbi Yechanan says you don't have to say the Mishnah is taking. It wouldn't be so bad. We usually assume stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, so it wouldn't be so bad if you have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. But then you're saying that it's only Aliba the Rab Meir, it's not Aliba the Rab Yehuda. So Rabbi Yechanan says you shouldn't say the Mishnah is only Aliba the Rab Meir. I feel that Rabban, even if you all like Rabbi Yehuda the Amri, Rabbi Yehuda is the majority opinion, so they call him Rabban the Amri, they think Onusu Upata, Hachachai, why is he Chai? Because he tripped a half an hour ago and he's still sitting on the ground. No, Shahay Lamed, he had enough time to. When you fall down, so you hurt yourself, and then you tear your pants, and then you have to drop your wallet, and you drop your glasses, and then it takes a few minutes till you put yourself together. So Rabbi Yechanan interprets the Mishnah, Shoyel Alama V'Lamad. He was sitting there, the first one fell, and he was sitting there for half an hour, and he had plenty of time to put himself together, and he could have gotten up already. So the fact that he's laying there longer than was absolutely necessary, so that's l'chol ha'deis posheya. That's l'chol ha'deis posheya. A guy's laying in the street, and he has no right to lay in the street. He's blocking the traffic. So he's either an adam hamazik or a bor, that we'll get to. Nachum Bar Yitzchok disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. What if there... What if there wasn't really enough time to get up? It takes a while till he has the ability to has to first collect all this stuff on the ground. So let's say there wasn't really enough time to get up, but it was 2 minutes after he fell, and he already composed himself, and it'll take him another half minute to get up. But in that half a minute, you can't really say Hoyel Alamad v'lo Amad, but you can say Hoyelo Afilu Teimalo Hoyel Alamad. You don't have to say the Mishnah was he's sitting there half an hour. He's sitting there 2.5 minutes. Hoyel Alahazer v'lo Hizim. He was already composed. He was already calmed down. You can't expect him to get up so quickly. But he sees what's happening, that someone is walking there. So he should have screamed at the other guy, "Watch out! I'm laying on the ground. Watch out! Don't get hurt." He should have screamed. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, and he says, no, if it's only 2.5 minutes, he didn't have a chance to stand up yet, you can't really assume that he was composed. So therefore, he's still torrid in putting himself together. Okay, so it's a slight machlokes. Whether they all agree, if there was enough time, they all agree that the Mishnah would apply, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Niskal is an Onus, but he's not an Onus to sit there for half an hour. But if that's the question, it wasn't enough time La'amoid, but it was enough time La'hazir. So do you have the right to assume he's Torit, so he's still Onus? So you could not have expected him to have warned the other one, Hoy La'hazir V'la'hazir. What do you say? No, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says, once it was enough time to put himself together, even though there's not enough time to stand up. Also, Hayul Allah Hazar, Shoyin. Machlek Zab Yechan and Rab Nachman Yitzchak, how far do I nisko? If you hold niskal oynes, how far does the oynes go? So Gemara asks, Akasha Tanan. What are they quoting? So usually when the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, some other source, they tell you where it is. How come they don't tell you where it is? And the answer is because it's on the same daf, even though it's on Amud Beis. And the same thing, sometimes there'll be a Gemara on Amud Beis and they're quoting a Mishnah or Brisa on Amud Aleph. They're not going to tell you in the Masaras HaShas. That is on this daf, on Amud Aleph. Okay? So you have to look on this daf. So the Gemara says, Tanan, they're referring to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Let's say the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Amud Beis. Zeba v'chavita v'zeba b'koy rosoi. Two people walking down the street, maybe in the same direction, maybe in opposite direction, we'll see, different, maybe a right angle to each other. One is carrying a chavis on his shoulders, and one is carrying a korah, a beam. And they bump into it, the korah smashes into the chavis, and it smashes it, and the Mishnah says, potter. Why is it potter? So the Gemara is going to say it's potter because of Pshia Sanizik. Because of Pshias HaNizik, the Mishnah has a funny lashon. Shelezer Rishus LaHalach, Shelezer Rishus LaHalach. What in the world does that mean? So Tosis works very hard on this. Tosis Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, Dibramascha Tarvayu Ki Adodi, they're not sure exactly what this line is supposed to mean. Shelezer Rishus LaHalach. The Gemara is going to say the reason why he put it is because of Pshias HaNizik. If you see another guy walking with a beam and you're walking with a barrel, so make sure you don't walk into him. Make sure you don't bump into him, whether they're going one behind the other, whatever. Make sure you don't. So there is a certain degree of Pshias HaNizik over here. Whenever there's Pshias HaNizik, then we add the Taisus and Dardalik or the Yerushalmi, that if I went to sleep and there were no Kalim, and then the person brings his Kalim after I'm sleeping already, and then when people are asleep, so they toss and they turn, and they'll smash glasses that are near them, so the person put his glasses next to the one who was sleeping, so then the Yerushalmi said, you don't say, Ad-mod li'olam ben er ben yoshin. In that case, yoshin will be butter because of Pshias HaNizik. That's what the Ramban said. Tosfos said it's butter because Oynes Gomer is butter. The Ramban disagreed on Tosfos. He said that even Adam HaMazik ben Oynes Gomer is also chayiv. And interpreted the Gemara at the end of the second parak that a person nofal mirosh agag beruach she'ena metzuya the hizik that yechayev nezik he not chayev boshes until niskaben unless there was niskaben at least lahazik, and in order to be chayev on tzari pishavas you have to have some degree of pshia, But in order to be chayv anezek, even nafal meraga ag baruch sheni metzui. So Ramban exaggerated the case. He said afilu ruach zara shel elio, and then his gomer completely is still yechayv. So we don't pass on like that, Ramban. But that Ramban repeats that in a few places. He has it at the end of Bava Kama, in the sugya of Mosad, there's a Mulchamas there. Then he has it in Bava Metzian, the Afbei Beis. So the Ramban says, so what do you do with the Yerushalmi that Tosis quoted? I went to sleep, and then someone put the kelim later on. So then I smashed it. So the Ramban holds Adam Amazik Bainus Gomer is also put also chayiv. So the Ramban says, no, the Nizik put it over there. Whenever there's Pshis HaNizik, you put. So Tosis also agrees with the Ramban. If the Nizik put it, that's the reason why. Tosis thought, I went to sleep on a third party, not the Nizik, not the owner of the kelim. Third person put the glasses next to me. So then I'm potter because Adam Amazik Boin is gone. And the Ramban says, no, the only case I'll be potter is if the Nizik put it. Pshias and Nizik potter. But that everybody agrees. Pshias and Nizik potter. So Gemara is going to say that that's the reason for the din of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Zabob Chavita, Zabob Karasai. You see the other guys walking with a curse. So be careful. Be careful. Don't carry your chavis in such a way that it could get smashed by the car. So this line is problematic. Tosis is going to give some kind of pshat. What does it say in the Mishnah? Shelazer reshus lahalach vazer reshus lahalach. That really doesn't play a role. That line is a problem. Let's see. Vayta in the Mishnah. Hoya balakor rishon. The last two lines of Mamin Aleph on the base. Hoya balakor rishon balachavis acharain. He's walking in front of me, and I'm walking with the chavis behind him. Nishbo chavis bekorah pater. Clearly, pshias hanizik. Why do you walk so fast that you smashed into the? You're carrying your chavis on top of your shoulder. The other guy's going with a curve. So you walked into him. So it's your fault. So that's why I'm pater. What if? Then it says pater balakor. The amad balakor. What if the balakor is going first, and the balachavis is walking after him? And he already synchronized his walking. We're walking at a certain pace. I'm walking with the chavis, he's walking with the korah, and I figured how fast and how slow I can go based on how fast he's going. Okay, so the traffic is moving along in the street. And then the balachavis stops, and the balachavis doesn't realize it because the korah is a long beam, and he's quite a few steps in front of him. So he didn't realize that the balakorah stopped. So then you don't say that there's pshias anizik. Mamad balakorah, if balakorah stops, after I already, I'm the balachavis, and I'm walking behind him, and I figured out what speed to walk, and then he stops, and I didn't notice that he stops, I keep on walking the same speed, then the balakorah is chayiv. The balakorah will be chayiv. Chay midin what? Chay midin bor. A bor is potter on kelim. That's what Tosis is going to point out. The bor is potter. Okay, that's the bottom line. The bottom line in the Tosis lamed aleph lamed aleph. The bottom line on the page. So, if the balakora is chayiv in this case because of a bor, so bor is potter on kelim. So you have to say that the balakora is chayiv mitam odam amazik. So that's the question. Odam amazik usually is hoylach amazik. He goes and he does dark and leilach alahasin. Hadat sadash avishamem, dark and leilach alahaska. Bor is a takola. So isn't this a takola? Shouldn't this be considered a takola? That's going to be the big discussion in the Gemara, the different lashonis. The two lashonis in the Gemara. If a person lays down in the street and he's acting like a takola, and then another person walks and he falls over him, So the one who is laying in the street is chayiv. That's the Mishnah. Niskal harishon, v'nofel niskal hasheni barishon. Rishon chayiv. Niskal hasheni is the rishon chayiv mitam bor or mitam odom. So that's going to be discussed in the Gemara. And there are going to be two girsas. Which is the maskana? Which direction is the maskana? So Tosis raises the issue. How can you say that it's midin bor? Bor is potter akelim. So don't just, and here it says the chavis is a kli. Chavis broke because the balakor stands still. He's not hoylach amazik, he's still. So don't you see the Ferish on the Mishnah that's considered odam amazik, even though the hezek only occurred by the odam standing still, and he's like a takola, like a michshol. So how can there be anybody who disagrees? How can there be two girsas in the Gemara what the maskana is? So Tosfos vibes by Akasha, he asked Akasha. Perhaps the answer has to be there's a din of Isham Shemchitzov, that if I harness another natural force, there's a koechach amira boy. If I harness another natural force, if I pay someone else money, let's say he's from the mafia, and if you pay him enough money, he'll kill anybody you want. So that's not called koechach amira boy. He has pchira chopshes to listen to me and not to listen to me. So if I ask him to go make a hezek, or if I ask him to go kill somebody, you don't say koachachem yura by ishem shem chitz. That's not koachacher. But over here, we're both walking down the street. The balachov is walking first, balachov is second, and the traffic is moving. And the balachov is walking second, so he already figured out at what speed to go. So he's walking, he's not thinking. And the one who walks first, the balakora, stops. So here, it's not like I hire a mafia man to make a hezek or to kill someone, to murder somebody. The one behind him was walking, and he keeps on walking. He's not thinking, he's just continuing to do what he did before. So he can't say he's exercising his p'chira chavshis, and that's not called the k'rachachem. No. The one, the balachov, is walking behind the balakor at the same speed that he was walking the last 10 minutes. Keeps on walking. That's like a ruach metzuya. So that's like a koach hacham yoreba. That'll be odom amasik. Odom amasik ayidei koach hacham yoreba is also chay mitam ishem shem chitzav. That's an odom amasik.
There's still a maisa of hezek. He still didn't do a maisa to damage. So at least by Yishim Hashem Chizav, you do a maisa to start the damage. It doesn't happen until later.
I started walking down the block, and the guy behind me, I'm walking with a korah like this. The guy behind me keeps on walking. So my maisa was, whenever you walk with a korah, there is a potential of causing hezek. Except that I'm walking in a certain speed, and the guy behind me is going with a chobis. So if he's poshea and he walks into my korah, so pshias anizik, so I'm not chai, but he's not poshea. So I keep on walking ahead of him with the korah, he keeps on walking behind me. And then I stop. So my walking and my stopping is the maisa that I did, and I harness the fact that the fellow behind me was walking for 10 minutes behind me at the right speed, and I didn't tell him to stop. I was not mazir him. So the korah, that's korach achmiur, but it relates to me.
Didn't we say on Daf Vav when we talked about the soros of an animal being connected to the animal? Didn't we say that another person can't be the koach of my koach because they're a separate person?
Right, I think if the other person is exercising b'chira chavshitz, he decides whether to do something or not. But what if it's adam shaloi b'kavana? What if it's Adam Shaloi B'Kavana?
It's like an Eved Katan, we're saying?
Okay. It's like an Eved Katan. Then it... Then
Mar said that that's a Hemshech of the Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara tries to explain that idea Isha Misham Chitzu.
Yeah.
Assuming that it's considered that it could be a Chitzu.
That it does relate to me, yeah. If the one behind me was walking along, he's not thinking one way or the other. We worked out a system of speed that they're both walking at the right distance from each other, and they're in the same speed. They're both going the same speed. And the first guy stops. So he did a maisa bitziruf with the korachacher of the one behind him walking. That's a korachacher mirboy. So that's chai mitam ishim shemchitzim mistamen. Because if you're going to say that it's only a bor, then Tosfos time is a bor is potter on kelim. You have to say from the Mishnah, you see that it's adam amazik. That's enough in the Mishnah that Hishem Shem Chitzav. So how does Reish Lakish disagree? How's Reish Lakish going to read the Mishnah? I don't know. Reish Lakish holds only Hishem Shem Amono. He doesn't hold from Hishem Shem Chitzav.
So you should say, you could say the same as Farah, that if I put a actual block on the floor, so I'm harnessing the cloth that someone behind me is going to trip over, so that should also be on the Mamazik. But that would probably be bored.
That would certainly be bar, yeah.
So what, then what's the difference?
He didn't start walking yet. I think maybe over here, since they're both walking for 5-10 minutes down the block, see, here you have the Koech Acher is walking. So then when the first guy stops, it's considered as if he harnessed the Koech Acher of the second one walking behind him. But if it's Sof Chamalova, Sof Tzinalova, you don't have, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Andapayin Zayim, which the Tosfos quoted. Let's say in the Sahara Desert, it's so hot that if a person will sit in the sun for 10 minutes, he'll get burned, he'll die. So someone's sitting in the sun, and I tie him up, and he can't get out of the sun. So the Gemara calls that Mitzamtzein. I tied him up, and he can't leave. So then the Cham is already beating down on him, so the Hezek already began. I tie him up, and I can't leave. So then the Gemara says, I'm Chayv Misa for killing him. But if I tie him up at night and the sun is not here yet, what do you mean the sun is not here? We know the sun is going to come, but the sun didn't begin to beat on him yet. We know we can predict when the sun is going to rise. We know every city, every location, the globe, when the sun is going to rise. But the sun didn't begin to affect him yet. So if it's Sof Chamalova, Sof Tzinalova, then you don't say Mishum Chitzav. You don't say Yishim Mishum Chitzav that is Chayv Mitam Retzeach. You only say Koach Acher Miuraboy is Mitzuraf, is I harness the Koach Acher. The Koach Acher is already functioning now. It already began to function. I harness it. So the other guy's walking behind me. I'm the Balakor walking first. Balachavis is walking behind me. So the Koach Acher is already here. Then when I stop, and then the Balachavis bumps into the. And you can't expect him. He didn't notice that the Balakora stopped. He didn't tell him, Mamma la Balakhabis Amod, he'll be pot if he wants him. But if he didn't want him, we assume that there's no Pshias HaNizik over here, and we assume that this would be Odam HaMazik, Mitam Ishim Mishim Chitzav. What's the Rish Lakish going to do with the Mishnah?
So let's say the guy was walking towards my direction, and then I dropped the block as he was walking towards the direction. That should also be comparable, but that would probably also be.
Could be. It would also be Adam based on this Mishnah. Could be. I didn't follow the instructions here. It says in the instructions to look in the Rif and the Rosh and the Balamor and the Mechamis. I didn't read all of it. It's important though, but believe that for tomorrow we got to go through it. It took me a long time to read every word in these texts. I couldn't. It was very hard. Okay. It could be that I think the Rambam Chamas is going to talk about this issue, what that Tosis raised. I think so. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. The Mama Balakora Chayiv. Okay. Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. The Mama Balakavas Amod Potter. Okay. Because I warned him. So now if he continues to work, that's Pshias Anizik. So Pshias Anizik is Potter. Let's continue the Mishnah. Hoya Balakavas Rishon. Second line from the top on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Hoya Balachavis Rishon Ubalakora Acharon. So Nishbochavis Bekora Chayov. What is the guy walking in the back? The Balakora is walking in the back, and he didn't gauge it yet. The Balachavis is walking at the same speed. Balakora works in such a way he has a potential of breaking, harming somebody. He's walking with a kora on his shoulders. He has the potential of hurting someone or smashing some windows or something. So it's his responsibility to be careful. So he's not careful, then he smashes the chavis. So he's chayv, there's no pshias hanizik over here. Nizik has a right to walk in the street with the chavis. He's walking first. So the balakara was poshe over here. What happens, the mamad, the chavis is walking first. Mamad balachavis. The Chavis is walking, Balachavis is walking at a certain speed. And then the Balakora is walking behind him. See, if the Balakora speeds up and he causes the Chavis to smash, so that there's no Pshias HaNizik here, so then the Mazik is Chayv. Imam at Balachavis, that's Pshias HaNizik. Who told him to stop walking? So then the Balakora is Potter. Unless he warns him. So then Imam at Balakora, Amod, if he says, give me a chance, I want to stop for a minute. So then there's Pshias HaMazik, there's not Pshias HaNizik. Okay. That is the Gemara. So Nachamo, so our Gemara quotes that Mishnah. Tanan, and Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara quoted, what do we do now? Machlek Zab Yechanan, and Ram Nachma Yitzchak, if the fellow fell, he fell on the ground and he didn't have a chance to get up yet. So if he hold niskal posheya, so he's going to be chayv. If someone will trip on him, either mitam borah, mitam adam, whatever it is, he'll be chayv. Okay, we'll have to work out the details. And if his kaderis broke, and the next guy fell on the kaderis, will it be chay mitam bor? So that'll be a discussion. We'll have to work through all the details. If niskal posheya, so it's like making a bor bipshia. It's like a person digs a bor and he walks away. If niskal oines, so he didn't do the asiyas abor. But then his kaderis smashed and his dummy is mafkarit. What does he need it for? So that'll be the shaila. Hamapkin is zaka v'lach nefilas oines is bata. Hamapkin is zaka v'lach nefilas pshia is a machlokes hatanoim. We paskin rai, but there was one shita that you bata. Okay, that we had before, and the avchav tes. So Nachum, so what's the machlokes here? If there was enough time, hoyel olamo, then everybody agrees. Yeah, he's sitting there for half an hour. Doesn't have to sit for half an hour. So that's either adam amazik gabor. But if he was sitting there for 2 minutes till he puts himself together, he doesn't have enough koyach to stand up yet, but he has enough koyach to warn the other fellow. So that's a machlek. Rabbi Yechanan Ram Nachman, Rabbi Yechanan holds torid. He's torid. Since he didn't have a chance to stand up yet, so you can't expect of him that he should be mazir. And Rab Nachman Yitzchok says that, yeah. So it's a very limited machlekes. Very restricted machlokes between 2.5 minutes and 10 minutes, between 5 minutes, something like that. Okay, so Gemara asked the kasha on one of them from the Mishnah on Amud Beis. They don't tell you on the Masoras HaShas where it is, but it's on the same daf. It's always like that. Whenever it's on the same daf, they don't tell you where it is. So what do they quote from the Mishnah? Hoya balakora rishon balachavis achron, and then nishbar chavis bikora pata pshias anizik. Who tells the balachavis to work so quickly that he walks into the car and he smashed the chavis? It's his own fault. But if they're walking at a proper pace and the balachavis figured out how fast the balakor is going, he's walking behind him. The mamad balakor, he stops, and then the balachavis didn't realize that the balakor has stopped because he's a few steps ahead of him. So then chayev, there's no pshias on nizik. So then the balakor will be chayev. B'chayev mitamor ma'mazik. Because otherwise, if it's bor, you put on Caleb. So Gemara says that this is a kasha. You can prove from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan is right. What are they going to say? My love, it says the first one that Baloch Korah stopped. My love, the different. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos talks about different people stopping. Then is on Shabbos, you only chayev for haitzo if you do akira. And ha'baras dalaramis b'shus harabim min ha'nochem. So the Gemara says, what if a person is carrying something b'shus harabim? Let's say the person carries from a b'shus hayochid into the b'shus harabim and he puts it down. Then it's chayv mishum hoitzo. What if he doesn't put it down? What if he just stops? He has something in his pocket and he stops. So the Gemara says, ha'nochas gufas ka'nochas chayfetz dam. Even though he didn't take it out of his pocket, put it down on the ground. The fact that he stops walking, that's also called the hanoch. That's called hanochas gufo, kanochas chayfetz domi. But that's only if omad lofush, if he stops walking and he wants to rest up for a while, he's stopping. But if omad lekatev, let's say he's carrying a suitcase and he only stops in order to switch. If he stops and he puts the suitcase on the ground, he's carrying the suitcase with his right hand. Puts it down on the ground and he switches a half a second, he picks it up with the left hand. He made mamsha hanocha. So hanocha on the suitcase, that's a hanocha. But if he didn't put it down, you're relying on hanocha's gufa, kanocha's chayfetz dami, so then the Gemara said that's only if Omad lofush, but if Omad lekatev, if he just stopped for a second in order to switch the suitcase from the right hand to the left hand, some people can switch it while they keep on walking. And this guy couldn't switch. He had to stand for a moment, stand still for a moment, switch hands, or switch from one shoulder to the other shoulder. So then it's not called Hanoch. So the Gemara is using the same term, but not in the same sense. We're not talking over here about Hanoch and Hilcha Shabbos. The Gemara here is talking, yeah, if the traffic is moving, the guy has no right, Omad Lofush. If you bani amad lafush, you're blocking the whole traffic. You have no right to block the traffic. But if he's amad lekatef, he does have the right. It's too heavy to carry on one hand, so he has to switch it to the other hand. So the Gemara says, my love, the Mishnah doesn't distinguish why the Bala Kora stood still. Amad, was he amad lekatef, which he has rishus to do as amad lafush? It's my love, shamad lekatef, the urchehu. What do you mean urche? It means he has the right to do that. You do have the right to stop in the street for 2 seconds in order to put the Kora on a different shoulder or to carry it in a different way. So the Gemara first says, initially, the Gemara's reaction is, my love, the simple pshat in the Mishnah, even in the case of Amad Lakatev, the Urchehu has the right to do that, and nonetheless, Iktani Chayov, the Balakora, is responsible for the smashing of the Chodes. Why? Because the Havale Lahazir. So this is a raya that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is right. So the Chorah, the whole Machlokes, Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Rav Yechanan were in a very restricted case, very limited case. The guy fell down on the ground, and it takes him 2 minutes till he puts himself together, because he hurt himself. He has pain, and he dropped his wallet, and he dropped his keys, and he dropped his glasses, fell down. So it takes a while till he puts himself together. He's not ready to stand up yet. So can you say that since he already put himself together a little bit, it's not still called Bishasa Hezek? Bishasa Hezek, you can't expect him that he should say Lahazir. Tell the other guy, as I'm falling down, I should tell him, watch out. For sure he's Torah. We're talking, there wasn't enough time to stand up, but there was enough time to Hazir. Rabbi Yechanan holds Torah, and Nachman Yitzchak holds not Torah. What has it got to do with the case over there? Why did they consider that case a riot of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? That what? My lab shama lakat v'chok tani chayib da'avalei lahazir. Even though he's torut. Who says that he's torut? So that's what Tesis explains on the top line on the top Tesis. K'toni chayib shahoyu lo lahazir apagav de torut lakatev. Hoyu lo lahazir. That's the whole premise of the Gemara. The two words in Tesis. The three were avagav the Torah lekatev. The Gemara is assuming that just like the fellow who fell down is a machlek zav yechon and Nachman Yitzchak is torud. Is he torud that you can't expect of him lahazir or not? So the same over here. When the fellow is amad lekatev, he has to switch hands or switch shoulders. He's also torud. Why is he switching? Because it's hurting him or whatever. It's not comfortable. It's too difficult there. So he has to switch. He's a little bit torud. So just like there's a machlekes on Nachman Yitzchak and Rabbi Yechanan, in our case, the Gemara thought, and the Gemara remains like that, that it should be the same machlekes in the next Mishnah. So the simple reading in the Mishnah, my love, the Gemara says, my love, shamad lekatev, the urchehu, he has the right to do that. You have no right to be amad lafush in the middle of the traffic. In the street, but you have a right, lekatev, and he's going to be torud. Tony Chayav David Lehazer says here that my Yitzchak is right. Mar says no. Maybe the Mishnah goes amad lafush. He has no right. He has no right to be amad lafush. What does Rashi write? Amad lekatev lesakan akar al ksef gedarf nosi masi has a right to and so amad lafush the mishunah. What do you mean mishunah? It doesn't mean mishunah. It's irrelevant with mishunah. Mishunah means you have no right to do that. Urche means you have a right to do that in the middle of the street, in the middle of the traffic. And Amad Lafish, you have no right to in the middle of the moving traffic. Mishun, like call them Mishana Baracha Vishina Bo, means that there's Pshia Samazik over here. And for the Gemara, Amad Lafish Mishuna means that it's a Pshia Samazik. And Rishu Sarab Masuri Lekach, you have no right. You have no right to do that. Like we said, call them Mishana Baracha Vishina Bo Potter. Why? Because Baracha Vishina Bo, Pasha Pshat is that there was. Pshias HaNizik. So here also he says that Mishonahu means that it's only Pshias HaMazik. There's not Pshias HaNizik. There's Pshias HaMazik. So the Mazik is Chayv. Frek de Gemara, is that true? Is that true that the Mishnah is only to Omad Balach Koro? And even though the Balach Chavis continues to walk, you don't say there's Pshias HaNizik in his part. You say no. The Balach Chavis was walking at a certain pace. and he continues to walk like that, and ein darkal his bainin. He's not mechuyev to notice whether the balakara stopped walking. So there's no pshias hanizik at all. There's only pshias hamazik, and that's why he's chayav. Freg the gemara. Well, what if it would have been the other case? Avalam lekatef mai. Then you're going to say according to Rabbi Yechanan Potter, then the balakara will not be chayav because he's omad lekatef. He's torah lekatef. Taisa says torah lekatef. So he's torah and he can't even think about the lahazir. So Adatani Seifon. Why does the Mishnah say that Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amaral? Why does it end off the Seifon of the Mishnah? The Mamal Ala Balachovis Amod Potur. If he warned them, then there's no Pshias Hamazik. Then if the Nizik, the Balachovis, keeps on walking, the Pshias Hanizik. So the Pshias Hanizik, the Balachor is the Potur. So why does the Mishnah give that case? That's such an obvious din. Why doesn't the Mishnah distinguish why he was Amad? When do you say if Amad Balakora he's chayev, only Amad Lafush, Abba Amad Lakatev, he'll be Potter? Because Amad Lakatev is Torud. Why is he Mikatev? Why is he switching hands? Because it's too difficult. It's too uncomfortable the way it is. So he's Torud. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, instead of saying if he warns him, watch out, that's more obvious, it should have said if it's Amad Lakatev, he's not Bukhayev to warn him because he's Torah. Everything more? No, maybe you're right, Rabbi Yechanan is entitled to his opinion. Mishnah doesn't contradict him. The Mishnah is telling me a Chiddush within the case of Amad Lofush. Amad Lofush, he has no right to do that at all. He has no right to block the whole traffic, to stop walking. Amad Lafush, he stops walking, he starts davening minchas in the middle of the street. But nonetheless, kikom avol lebalachavis amar potter. If he warns him, watch out. So then it's called pshias hanizik. That's a chiddush. Okay, shai. So the whole discussion so far was whenever there's pshias hanizik you put them, whenever there's not pshias hanizik you chayv, and then we were working out the details. When is it pshias hanizik? How does this mishnah compare to the next mishnah? Fine. Now we start a new topic. The topic that we raised originally: is it adam? Is it bor? And is it and is he going to be chayv? The one who fell the kadorim, it's understood when they fell the kaderis smashed. The kaderis smashed. So it's avna sakina masosh and yichem b'shus harabim. So is that called Hinichon Bipshia or is it called Hinichon Ba'oinus? So let's see. So that's going to be the next Gemara. Toshma. They're going to quote the Brisa in order to show who's right, but this is going to lead us into the big discussion. HaKadorim VaHazagogim. The Kadorim carry Kederis and the Zagogim carry glasses. And why do we mention them? Because when they're going to trip and fall, so all the glasses and all the dishes are going to smash. Hakadorim hazagogim shayim halchem ze achazeh. And they worked out a system already that they're not going to bump into each other. They're all going at the right speed. So what happened? Niskol harishon benofal. The first one fell down. Niskol hasheni barishon. The second one didn't notice and he tripped on the first one. Vahashlishi bisheni. And the third one walking behind the second one also tripped on the second one. So the Rishon Chai Ben Iske Sheni, Sheni Chai Ben Iske Shlishi. Fine. Each one is Chai. We don't know whether it's Midin Bor or Midin Adam HaMazik. Okay. The Machmas HaRishon, if you can attribute the tripping of the third one on the second one, not that the second one was responsible, but rather the one who's responsible is the Rishon. The Machmas HaRishon Naflu, if the Shlishi fell because of the Rishon, so then the Rishon will be Chai Ben Iske Kulam. Okay. The Mehizir is Ezeh Ptur. If there was Asra, so then there's not Pshias HaNizik. Then there's not Pshias HaMazik. Then there's Pshias HaNizik. So Pshias HaNizik Yepot. So the Gemara thought, my love, he fell down. The fellow fell down. And he stays there. He stays there on the floor, on the ground, and the second one trips on him, and the third one trips on the second one. So how long are they sitting there? The Gemara said, "My love, it would perhaps imply shalohi alam lamoi that there wasn't really enough time to get up, And that's the chiddush of the Braisa. It doesn't really say one way or the other. Gemara is raising the question. My love, it's from this. The Braisa is written stoma, so you get the impression, maybe the mistaken impression, shalohay lahem la'amod. There wasn't enough time la'amod, but there was enough time lahazir. And that's why it says the rishon ischai beniski hasheni, sheni ischai beniski hashlishi. Even though there wasn't enough time la'amod, but there was enough time lahazir. Aye, but why don't you say that he's Torah? The Gemara says, no. Maybe the price is only case. There was enough time. Freg the Gemara. But what would the din be if there wasn't enough time? There wasn't really enough time. It was only after 2 minutes. So what would you say in such a case, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Since he's Torah, there wasn't enough time to get up, but he did compose himself, and there was enough time to warn the next one, Hoyla Lahazir. So then what would you say in such a case? My potter, because Rabbi Yechon holds that he's Torud, and you couldn't have expected of him that he could be Mazir. Couldn't have expected, so he's an onus on everything. So the Gemara says, if he's really potter in such a case, because onus, if that's correct, so what does it say in the Sefer? Adatani, instead of writing Sefer, in Mizir Zezeh Potter, if the one who fell down warned the next guy, watch out, he's Potter. Why? Because if he doesn't listen to the warning, then it's Pshias Anizik. Pshias Anizik, say you're Potter. So instead of writing that line, that's a Din Yadua, Pshias Anizik. So if the one who fell down is warning the one who's walking afterwards, watch out, don't trip. Of course he's going to be potter. Pshias anisik. Why not write a bigger chiddush? Lif lik v'lisne b'didot. That what? Bamed var mamurim sha'elam lama. When do you say that the fact that he's sitting there on the floor, and the next one, the sheni trips on the rishon, the shlishi trips on the sheni, that's his chayiv. Sha'elam. So why don't you write bamed var mamurim k'sha'elam lama? He's sitting there for half an hour. But if it's 2 minutes later, even though there was enough time to warn him, but he's so torud, so then he'll be potter because it's an einus. So why do you write the chiddush that it says if he's zirzezeh that you potter? That's a pshita. Why not write a bigger chiddush? What Rabbi Yechanan said, and for the Gemara, name, this is a big chiddush. Hokam ashmalan the avagab toilam lamoid is mamish a pshiel gemura. The guy sitting in the middle of the street. And he's blocking all the traffic. Everybody has to walk to the right, to the left. He has no right to do that, and it's not fair. But nonetheless, if he... Even though it's a pshiyah gemura, okay. So baita. So we know already, in yonim up pshiyah sanizik, patas, if there's no pshiyah sanizik, then you are chayim. But to what extent are you chayim? Is it an Adam? Is it a Bor? Are you chayiv on the Nizokin that Avon Hasakinim Asoshin Dichem Mishus Rabbim? Is it told that a Bor? So should I say over here that the Kalim, the Kederis, and the Zagogim, the glasses that smash, should I say that that's also a Bor Mishus Rabbana? So that's the next topic. Omar Rove, Rishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni, Bei Meniske Gufa, Bei Meniske Mamana. So here, I don't think we have this Rashi that Tosis is quoting. No? Anybody point that? Tosis quotes the Pirush Rishon Rashi and Pirush Hasheni and Rashi. So we only have the Pirush Hasheni. We don't have. Tosis writes, Loshen Sheni Pirush Bekunches Mepi Hamora from his Rebbe, Chay Niriliri Iker, and he's going to give the hope shot. And then, way down, further down in the Tosis, so Tosis is going to quote the Pirush Rishon. That's a totally different girsa, and that's the girsa here. This is where we have the Rabbein Hanano printed on the side, on the left side of the Taisus. So two lines after that, in the Taisus it says, "Veloshen Rishon Pirush Hakunches v'hi girsas Rabbein Hanano," and everything is backwards. The two girsas, all the ideas are the same, and in the Pirush Rishon, Pirush Hasheni, all the ideas in Gemara are the same. The only question is, what was the maskana? What was the havamina? What was the maskana? So the Pirush Rishon has one thing, the havamina, and they change the maskana. The Pirush Hasheni has everything backwards. There's going to be an afkamina ledina. What are you going to paskin over here? So let's see. What's Rashi only has the Pirush Hasheni. They already took out the Pirush Rishon from Rashi. So how do you read the Gemara? Omar Rav, the way we have it reads like Rashi's Pirush Hasheni. Omar Rav Rishon Chayav Beniske Sheni Beminiske Gufa Beminiske Mamono. The Rishon, the Kador who tripped first, and his Kederis smashed, and the Sheni tripped on him. Whether the Sheni tripped on the body of the Kador HaRishon, or the Sheni tripped on the Shvarim of the Rishon, it has a din abor. The broken pieces of the kedera have a din abor. Rishon chay beniske sheni ben beniske gufosh. If the sheni tripped on the gufo of the Rishon, ben beniske mamono. If the sheni tripped on the smashed kelim of the Rishon, has a din abor. Sheni, however, it says in the Mishnah, sheni chay beniske shlishi. Not as much as the Rishon. Only beniske gufo, only if the shlishi tripped on the body of the sheni, avalo beniske mamono. But the kederis or the schuchiyos, the clay schuchis of the sheni smashed. So if they, the broken kederis or the broken clay schuchis of the sheni, will serve as a avnas sekinim aso shenich mishus rabim veiziku. So then the sheni will not be chayv. So the Gemara asks Mimonoshach, we don't understand, why should there be a difference between the Rishon and the sheni? We have a basic question, whether niskal pasher and niskal loines, so why did you distinguish between the Rishon and the sheni? If you hold Mimonoshach, the Gemara asks, in niskal pasher, who, if whenever you trip walking in the street, it's an act of shia. So that's why when the first one tripped and his kalim smashed, it's considered as if he dug a bore in the Rishon Saram, as if he put out the Sekein Masan in the Rishon Saram, because he should have been more careful. This called is Pashehu. So that's why the Rishon is not only Chayb if the Sheni trips on his body, the Rishon will be Chayb if the Sheni trips on the smashed Kalim. So the Sheni Namila Chayb, why did you say that the Sheni is only Chayb on the Niska Shlishi if the Shlishi trips on his body? But if he trips on the Kalim, the sheni will not be chayv. Why not? If nisko pashaya, if you hold the first one who tripped nisko pashaya, so the second one that tripped on him should also be nisko pashaya. The Gemara didn't realize there's a difference. At this point, the Gemara didn't realize there's a difference between tripping on nothing, it tripped on your own feet, or you tripped because there was a takola in the street. There's somebody laying in the street. That's going to be the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara first asked me, manav shach, it doesn't make sense, but Rabbi distinguished. If you hold Nisko Pasheya, and that's why the Rishon is not only Chayiv, that his body is a Mazik, his Kelim are also Mazik, Sheni Nam L'Chayiv on his Kelim. And if you hold the Nisko Lav Pasheya, the Sheni is not Chayiv on the broken pieces, because Mapkin Zaka B'Lacha Nefilas Oines, that's how Tosis quotes the second Pshat Rashi, because Nisko is Lav Pasheya, so it's in Nefilas Oines. So and he's obviously mapker everything because it's worthless. Everything's smashed. So iniska lapashehu. So why is the Rishon chayv if the sheni trips on the broken kelim? Ihachi afil Rishon amili potem manavshach. So the Gemara says no. Then what's the tzushtel? And for the Gemara, Rishon vadet pasheh because it tripped on nothing. We're going with the shita that niska pasheahu. Either you say it's a machlekes or meyer nachachamim, like we had before on Daf Chav Tes, and he's assuming the din is like Rav Meir. Are you going to say Rashi writes a funny statement over here? Here Rashi, where the Gilyan Ashas, where it says Gilyan Ashas, right next to that is the star in the tzion, the asterisk in the Rashi. So Rashi writes for Kasava Rav. At this point, there's all the opinion. The Rabban al Pliga later Rav Meir Beniska Peshet. There never was a Machloikas. Abai said earlier, we know Abai Barabba often had disputes. So Rashi says over here, that's what Abai said. B'tarti pligi is a double machlekes. One machlekes Rameh Nachachamim is when the Nitzkal Pashay and Nitzkal Oines. The other machlekes is Mavken Ezakov, where the Chayva Potter. Person puts a michshol in the middle of the Mishasarab, Mam Shabor. Then he's Mavkerit, is the Chayva Potter. So Rashi says, because of Rabba holds there never was such a machlekes. Rabbi Kevegir asks, what are you talking about? So the Farish Gemara and Bob Metzia, so Pergvav, Rav is speaking, Rav says it is a machlokes. And Tosis has tainus. Rabbi Kevegir has tainus. Tosis has tainus. Tosis has a lot of tainus. They're not happy with this line of Rashi. What motivated Rashi to say it? So Tosis explains, Rashi was bothered with the kasha. Tosis says, he's still going to have a kasha. Rashi didn't answer the kasha. The Tosfos on Amud Aleph is not happy with this line in Rashi. Rashi thought that this is going to solve a certain problem. Tosfos still didn't solve the problem. So the Gemara says, so that's a difficult Rashi. It's a problematic Rashi. Okay. So the Gemara says on the top line, the kasha was Miman of Shah. Why is the broken kelim of the Rishon is a bor and the broken kelim of the Shein? But the answer is simple. Rishon vada poshehu nisko poshehu after he tripped on nothing. He tripped on his own 2 feet. But the Sheni is oinus because he tripped because the Rishon was there. So then everybody holds on this color zainus. The Sheni, agufa mechayev, the fact that the Shlishi trips on the body of the Sheni, the Sheni was niskal on the body of the Rishon. So it's an oinus. The answer is, yeah, it was an oinus. But hoy lo lamad, he's sitting there for half an hour. It's an oinus if someone is going to trip on him within the first 2-3 minutes. But if the guy sits there for half an hour, that for sure is a poshea. So then for sure he's chayv. But amamana pata, why the amalei? Because the sheni kintaina to the shlishi, high beira, these smashed kalim of mine that just smashed. Laban akirisi, I didn't dig this bor. It's not my fault. It was anoinus, and it's self understood that he's mafkerit. It's mafkan azak of lach and the filos anoinus is pata because you only call the bala bor either with asiyas abor, or if indeed amamnis the bor belongs to you. So here, he didn't do asiyas habor. Hi, beira, this bor, labanak visiyah. I didn't dig the bor. It was anoinus. So the siyas habor was beoinus. And you can't say that he's responsible. Me din balabor yishalem. He's the balabor and didimam. There's two kinds of balabor yishalem. He's the balabor and didimam. And it's a balabor, asiyas habor. At least give psicha kriya boloi. The asiyas habor. Here, he didn't do the asiyah because it was beoinus, because he tripped on the first one who was there. And his mafkin is okay afterwards. So it's neither the balabor, neither here nor there. He's not the balabor. And Mammon is not the balabor. And I'll see a sabor, so he's not chai. Shoin? So far, so good. So this is the Pirish HaShenish at Pirish Rashi, the Pihamorah. That's what he heard from his Rebbe. The first prad was from the Girsas Rabbeinu Hananel, where everything is going to be fakir. So let's see. Frek digmara kashe meisve. How can Rava say that the Rishon who fell down, the Rishon who tripped on his own 2 feet, is a posheya, and not only is he chayv if the sheni trips on his body, he's chayv even if the sheni trips on his broken kelim. How can you say that? There's a brisa that says kulan chayov al niske gufan, all of them, the Rishon, the sheni, the shlishi, the whole domino effect over here. Someone trips in the street on the previous guy, then the next guy trips on him. So he said, the Bryce said Beferish, Kulan Chayov Maniske Gufam Tur Maniske Meminim. Doesn't it say Beferish that you're only chayv if the next guy trips on your body, but you're not chayv if the next guy trips on your broken kelim. Tur Maniske Meminim. My lava filarishain, even the first one, so doesn't contradict what Rava said. So Tosfos asks, they don't understand why this is considered a kasha. Tosfos says, Tema, why did the Gemara consider this as a kasha? You can interpret this line differently. Kulam chayal maniske gufon means if the body of the sheni was injured because of the bor of the rishon, the broken kelim of the rishon. But if the kelim p'tur maniske mamonim shal hasheni, if the Nizik's mammon was damaged, then the din is that Boris Patar on Kelim. Shovel Adam Machamor Bela Kelim. So why did the Gemara consider this a kasha? You could have said, Rabbi said, the Rishon is Chayv on this game Mamono, the Shein is not Chayv on this game Mamono. Means the Rishon is Chayv on this game Mamono. His broken Kelim, because Niskal Poshehu. If there's nothing there, so Niskal Poshehu. So the broken Kelim is a Bor Bishus Harabim. So he'll be chayev only on gufo shal hasheni. He won't be chayev on mamona shal hasheni because bor is potter on kelim. So why was it considered a kasha? So Tosfos says tema. They didn't understand why the Gemara considered it a kasha, but the Gemara considered it a kasha. So because of this kasha, so they back out completely. First they try to touch it up. My love, pashup shat and the braise kulam chayov. Kulam sounds like the rishon, the sheni, the shlishi, everybody. My love, afilu harishon. That the Rishon will only be chayv if the Sheni trips on his body. But if the Sheni trips on his broken kelim, then the Rishon will not be chayv. So doesn't the Braisa contradict Rav? The Gemara says, Lama Barber Rishon. No, the Braisa is not talking about the Rishon. So Gemara, but doesn't, you can't read like that. But Kulam Ktani, Kulam means everybody. The Rishon with the Sheni. Amar Avada Barab, Kulam Hanizokim. Doichik Psha. The Gemara says, it doesn't, all those who were damaged, means Mishaini V'Eilach, it does go on the Rishon. Well, what kind of Pshat, I might, what kind of a Doichik Teretz is that? Yamar B'Shleim Afil Rishon, Hanik Tani Kulam, Eli Yamar D'Labarmi Rishon, my Kulam, Lisne Hanizokim. So the Braisa contradicts Rava. The Braisa contradicts Rava. They said they don't understand why the Braisa contradicts Rava. Say the Braisa goes on what the Nizik was, that a Boris Potter and Kelim. But somehow the Gemara didn't think of that. So he says, Elama Rava, it's not correct. The first version of Rava was incorrect. Maybe by the time the Gemara was written down, they already forgot what Rava said. So that, not that Rava's backing out. Maybe they're saying, what Rava must have said was, Elama Rava, the correct version is the following. Rishon chai be miniske gufa d'sheni be miniske mamona d'sheni. The Rishon who's laying in the street and the sheni falls on him, so he's considered Adam Amazik. Beiminiske gufa, beiminiske mamona. Even though Boris Potter and Kalim, but the guy laying on the street is an Adam Amazik, is not a Bor. But the sheni who fell and hoyol alamot, sheni is chai beniske shlishi, beniske gufa, but lo beniske mamona. The sheni who's laying on the street is only medin Bor. The Rishon who's in the street is midin Adam Amazik. The sheni is medin Bor. How do you distinguish between why should one be a Bor and one should be an Adam? Why is the Sheni not chayev on niske kelim of the Shlishi? My time and have Bor lamed sina Bor shechi Bor sakelim. So let the first one also be like that. The answer is no. The first one who fell is an Adam Amazik. The second one who fell on the first one, he's a Bor. So why should be a difference in the Rishon and the Sheni? So Tosis asks the question. So Tosis writes, Apol Pisha Zed Doichek. How many lines down is this? The line of Tosis Anomenala begins with the words Hamazik Apol Pisha Zed Doichek. It begins with the word Hamazik. So they say, Apol Pisha Zed Doichek. They say the first one who fell down is an Adam Amazik. So he's chayvim ben akelim. The second one who fell on the first one, and the third one fell on him, he's a bor. So bor is patra akelim. Why should you distinguish in the first one and the second one? Alf bishadech ein lochush. Why? Kibn lekoy maskana hach. It's not going to remain la maskana. Okay, that's the question. It's not going to remain la maskana. So how does Tosis continue the Gemara? The Loshen Sheni should perish Bukuntris. How do you continue? How far do we get? So the Gemara asks, actually again, what do we say? On the top line, what do we say? Top line, Alamed Aleph on the base in the Gemara. Top line was, the Rishon, they're both Niskal, but the Rishon who tripped on his own feet. So if you tripped and there's no Michshol there, that's Niskal Poshea. But the Sheni who tripped on the Rishon, that's Niskal Oynes. So therefore, the first one was a Poshea, so the Smash Kalim that belonged to the Rishon are considered a Bor. And if he's going to be Mapkin Azokim, Lach and Nefilos Pshia, he's going to be Chayiv, because he did Asiyas Hamazik, because Niskal is Poshea, it's like making a Bor in Mshusaram. But the Sheni is Niskal Oynesu, so he didn't do Asiyas HaBor. Like the Gemara says, "Hi, Be'er Labanakirisia." He didn't do Asiyas HaBor, but the Bor still belongs to him. No, he's mafkered because the Kelim are all Nishbru. So it's mafkered as Akav Lachan Nefil Lasinus will be potter. So the Gemara asks, "You're going to tell me, Ho Nicha L'Shmuel, the way you just read the Brisa and you interpreted it?" That the Sheni is not Chayiv on the Smash Kelim, but the Rishon is Chayiv, because the Rishon was Nisko Poshea. So it's Asiyas HaBor B'Pshia, and the Sheni is Asiyas HaBor B'Oinus, and Mapkin is Zaka B'Lach Nefilas Oinus is Potter. So the Gemara says, Ho Nicha, this is a good nachamol. And then we said, but there was a brisa kulam. What did the brisa say again? The fourth line from the top, kulam, including the rishon, kulam chayov malniske gufon upturim malniske mamoinam. So, Nachma, what did we say? Elam Arava, let's see again. Elam Arava, what did we say? Rishon chayav b'miniske gufo d'sheni b'miniske. What Rava really said, no one is chayav on the broken kelim. No one's chayav the Rishon, the Sheni, no one's chayav midin bor on the broken kelim. What Rava said, the difference is, the Adam is laying on the street. Is he dina ka Adam or is he dina kibor? Elam Rabba, Rishon chayev midin Adam. And the Sheni is chayev only midin bor. So the Rishon is chayev midin Adam, so beminis ke gufa the Sheni, beminis ke the man of the Sheni. But the Sheni is only chayev mitam bor, so bor is a potter on kelim. So the Gemara asks, ho anicha, this word that Rabba just touched up is, we just touched up with in Rava, this nicha l'shmo dama kol takala barhu. So you can say that the Adam who is laying on the street is dina kibor. He said the Rishon who fell in the street dina ka Adam, and the Shein is dina kibor, and the bar is patra kelim. So this is nicha if you hold like Shmuel. But if you hold like Rav, Rav holds, why? But Ella the Rav holds that Avna Sikinim Asor the Loyaf Kirinu is Chai Mitam Shor, and it's Chai Viven Akelim. If Avkirinu, then it's Midin Bor, so Bor is Patra Akelim. If it's Loyaf Kirinu, then Rav holds Kul Mishor Lamadnu, it's Chai Midin Shor, so Chai Viven Akelim. So what about the Gufa Adam, when the fellow falls down in the street, and he's laying there in the street, is he mafke himself? No one's mafke themselves. He plan to get up and move on with your life. So the guy's not mafke himself. So the Gemara asks, just like Avna Sikinim Asod Deloy Afkirin is Chai Midin Shor, and therefore it's Chai Vibin Akelim, so Adam, who's not mafke himself, should also be Chai Midin Adam. So why did you tell me that the Rishon who fell in the street, the Midin Adam, the Sheni who fell on the Rishon, he's only Midin Bor, and Bor is Potter and Kelim. But if it would have been, according to Rav, if it would have been Bor of the Loyaf Kirinu, Avna Sekenim Asad, the Loyaf Kirinu would have been Chai Midin Shor, would have been Chai Van Kelim. So why does Rav say that the Sheni, the body of the Sheni is only Midin Bor, and he's Potter and Kelim, just like Avnas Kenim said the left Kirin has been Din Shor Chayv on Kalim, so the Adam should also be Chayv on Kalim. What's the din? A person owns his body? Is that true? I own my clothing, I own my apartment, I own my svarim, I bought them, I own them. Does a person own his body? Did you say he's the Balaam on his body? Rav Zevin has a famous essay about this, Mishpat Shylock. The agreement was that the Jewish money lender lent the money to the guy, and he said, if you don't pay by a certain day, I want a pound of flesh. So does a person own his body? That he has a right to give over a pound of flesh to someone else? The Pashtun, he quotes, Rav Zevin quotes many sources that Anashama Loch Vaguf Shaloch, the body, we don't own our bodies. So this Gemara sounds not so. Gemara says, Hanicha Lishmo Dama Kol Takola Baru. You don't say Avnei Sekenim Asar Dolev Kirin is Bedin Shor and is Chayv on Kelim. It's always Bor. It's a Michshol. It's always Bor. Ela LeRab. So then you can say the Adam laying on the street, the Sheni who tripped on the Rishon, he's laying on the street. It's only Bedin Bor. But if you hold like Rav that whenever it's Loyav Kirinu, then it's Bedin Shor. So Adam Dolev Kirinu should be Bedin Adam should be Chayv on Kelim. The Gemara is assuming that the person owns his own body and he's never mafkir himself. It's a very strange assumption, unless he can interpret it differently. I don't know. That's what it sounds like. The simple translation of the words sounds like that's the kasha, that people own their own body, and since they're not mafkir, so should be midin adam, shouldn't be midin bar.
The first Rashi Mechovo translates it trying to explain why you have a right to your nezek payments is because you are able to sell yourself as an eved for that.
Yeah, there's a famous comment from the Briskei Rav. The Pnei Yeshua has a kasha on kiddushin. In the middle of the first parak, it says, "Halisha Niknis." The first mission says Halisha Niknis. Goes on, how do you acquire a wife? Then it says the karka is niknim because of shara chazaka. The taltalaman niknim. How do you buy nebed? If you had by nebed, knaini. The mishnah is a series of mishnahs on the first parak in kiddushin. So the Gemara says, how do you buy an Eved Ivri? So the Pnei Yeshua asked Akasha, we know Avodim Hufshu L'Karkos. That's Eved Kanaini. The Pasuk says, V'snachaltam Osam Lod Nechem Acharechem. The end of Bahar, it says, V'snachaltam is called Nachla, Achuza, Soilam, Achuza. So Nachla and Achuza, Yerusha is Yerusha. You have money in the bank, it goes to Yerusha. But the expression Nachla and Achuza only makes sense on Karka. So the Chumash uses these two words in connection with that Eved Kanaini, V'snachaltam Osam Lod Nechem Acharechem, V'si Avodim Hufshu L'Karkos. So there's a shaila in Kiddushin in the first parak. They say only Abadim Eved Knaini Hukish Lekarka, or even Eved Ivri also Hukish Lekarka. Should you say Eved Ivri also? But whether Bnei Chorin Hukish Lekarka, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, Mishlam Melech has Stira in the Rambam, whether Bnei Chorin Hukish Lekarka is or not. So the Pnei Yeshua asks on the Gemara, when the Gemara asks, how do you know which Kinyonim work on an Eved Ivri? So he says, it should depend. If I bought him hukshul karkos, so kinyan a karka work. If I bought him hukshul loy hukshul karkos, if benichern lo hukshul karkos, so it should be kinyan a metaltalim. He did dina ke karka, dina ke metaltalim. So why does the Gemara introduce this idea? Whether I bought him hukshul karkos, why do they say other psukim? So the Rebbe Soloveitchik said, it's not the same. If I have a Gemara, I have a house, so it belongs to me. I sell it to you, I'm transferring ownership, so that's called mechira. If a person sells himself as an Eved Ivri, mechir atzma, sells himself, I own myself as an Eved, I own my jacket, I own my gemar. I sell it, I'm switching ownership. When I sell myself as an Eved Ivri, I'm creating yesh meyayin, a chefz of an Eved Ivri that didn't exist before. There was no Eved Ivri, not that everybody owns himself as an Eved Ivri, and I have the ability to transfer my ownership of myself as an Eved Ivri, but I'm mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. Everybody's mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. Their own shivcha k'nainis. Then when you sell yourself to someone else, then you mutter to his shivcha k'nainis. You're not mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. A person, when he sells himself as an Eved Ivri, a mecher atzma, he creates the status of Eved Ivri. So that's what Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik said. That's the answer to Pnei Yeshua's kasha. You can't say, if Bnei Chorin hukshu l'karkos, it can yoni karka work. If Bnei Chorin lo hukshu l'karkos, right now he's a Ben Chorin. If Bnei Chorin lo hukshu l'karkos, then can yoni betaltim work. It's a whole different story over here. He's creating a chepz of an Eved Ivri that didn't exist before. It's a different story. It's a different story, yeah. So this...
The Horan Tzavachas talks about the Gnevu B'Nefesh Tokiyach, that you can have an Isser. The Gemara is talking about whether or not the Chayav or Gnevu, if there's no Yiyash yet, and the king didn't work, and it says... That when you kidnap a person, the person doesn't have yish on himself, and nonetheless there's an avera, which sounds like there is some sort of ownership to give up.
I don't know. We'll have to look in the Gemara. I don't know. Don't remember. That's the simple reading of this Gemara. Sounds like the Ela leRav the Omer iAfkiri and leAfkiri loy. So just like. Is mitam shor, and it's chay ban kelim. So Adam, who's not mafkir himself, should be chay medin Adam. So why did Rabbi say that the sheni is chay medin bor and is potter ban kelim? Ma'ika lemeimar. So the Gemara backs out from what we just said. The Gemara says wrong. Li'olam kiryama meikor. The original pshat is the correct pshat. We never distinguish between the Rishon and the Sheni, that the Rishon is Chai Medin Tosis. Yes, the whole thing doesn't make sense. You say the Rishon who fell is Chai Medin Odom HaMasik, and the Sheni who fell these days is Chai Medin Bor. Why is the Rishon an Odom and the Sheni is a Bor? Odom is laying in the street. Either you say Medin Odom HaMedin Bor. Why should I make... So Tosis said, what was Tosis Loshon? Even though it's a Doichik, okay, the Gemara is going to back out. So the Gemara goes back to the original pshat. what we just said now is wrong. It didn't make any sense. It never made sense, even temporarily, but as a havamin, it's not bad. Okay, even though it didn't make sense. Elder, the Gemara says, now we're going back to the original pshat. Li'olam, the correct pshat is kirama me'kora. That what? Not a difference whether the Adam laying in the street is midin Adam or midin bor. No. The Rishon who tripped in the street, not only is he chayv if the Sheni trips on him, he's chayv even if the Sheni trips on his broken kelim. But the Sheni is only chayv if the Shlishi trips on his body. If the Shlishi trips on the broken kelim, he's not chayv. So why should it make a difference? And for the Gemara, because we're talking kelim. Tir Gemara avada bar minyanim kamei der rabbinu shuz kekelim bekelim. So what was the maskana? What's the final answer? So what does Rashi say? Tir Gemara avada bar minyanim. You got to every line over here. Got to go so slowly. So what does Rashi say? Tir Gemara avada bar minyanim le brisa de leel kegon. Shuhus kukelim bekelim. That brisa that said, where was the brisa again? The fourth line. Kulam chayav malniske gufim ktur malniske mamonam means kelim bekelim. Means kelim bekelim. Kelim is bar. So bar is potter and kelim. And chayav malniske gufan. So what does that mean? Let's see again Rashi. Uliyola milsi dirovi kidahavishamin aleme korah. The correct pshat and Rabbi, the correct version of Rabbi, what we said originally, the gufa derishan v'sheni havekim azikim biyadayim, the odom amazik not bar b'chayov malako, the chayiv even akelim, and even if you hold like Shmuel, the amamidid leavkirinu havibor hanemili b'mamon, if you leave having a sakinim aso in the street, then it's chayiv midin bor and you potter akelim, avol begufa odom. Abba begufo, but if the person lays there in the middle of the street, Adam who, will all bore in a chayv on this kekelim. And what Rava meant to distinguish was, a mamono shal rishon, and the broken kelim of the first one who fell, havi bore. Ben afkere, ben loy afkere, havi bore, according to Shmuel. Ole Rav, loy afkere, chayv bakol. What do you mean? It'll be sure. The Afkarei Havibor. Why? Because he did, because the first one who tripped, we're going back to the top line on the Omud, on Lamed Alvin base. Rishon Bade Peshehu. So that's called Asiyas Habor Biyadayim. When he trips on himself and his kelim smash, so that's Mapkin Azakam Lachan Nefilas Pshia, that you're going to be chayv. But the second one, the Sheni Aguf and Mechayev, the Havalei Lamed Baram, I'm on a potter, because Mapkin is Akablach and the Fila Sinus. That was the Gemara. So Rashi finishes the comment. Mamon Shal Sheni Potter, Afan Niske Guf Ashlishi, who had the Nezga Mufka, they own his suit, there's Mapkin is Akablach and the Fila Sinus. So he's neither the Balabor Asiyas Amazik, because Niskal Oinesu, because he tripped on the Rishon, and he's neither, he's not the Balabor Midin. Dini Mammon is because it was mafkarit. It broke, so it was mafkarit. So we came to the maskana according to Rashi. We went back to what we said originally. Originally, we said that the Rishon is niskal posheahu because he tripped on his own feet, and the Sheni is niskal oines, and therefore the Rishon is niskal poshea. So his avnas kinem asar that is mafkar, he will be chay medin bar. And the Sheni is Mapkin Zakov Lachan Afila Sinus is Pater. And what about the Adam laying on the street? Is he Dino Ka Adam or is he Dino Kibor? So that's where she says, no, the Rishon and the Sheni are both Dino Ka Adam. It's not Dino Kibor. Aye, but according to Rav, Avna Sekin Masad, the Loy Afkirinu, is, according to Shmuel, Avna Sekin Masoy, again, what did Rashi answer? Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is only by Mamaynai. Is it going to be Midin Bor or Midin Shor? But the Adam himself is Adam Amazik. But the Rishon the Sheni, it's Adam Amazik and it's not Bor. That's Rashi's Pirush HaSheni. Then Rashi just writes at the end, there was the other Girsa. So Rashi is correcting the Gemara that it should read the way it does read, the way they printed it in our editions, the way it did read. Yeah. But then, fine. That's the maskana. But then Taisus quotes the other girsa. Let's do again the Tosis. Velosh and Rishon Pirush HaKuntres. The first pshat, Tosis likes the second pshat in Rashi. And the Losh and Rishon Pirush HaKuntres, that everything is faket. He gives us Rabbeinu Chananel that what? Omar, Rabbi Rishon Chai Ben Meniski Guf Ben Meniski Mamono the Sheni. Not Niske Mamono, the broken Avna Sekin Maso is Dino Ki Avna Sekin, the broken Kederis. Adina Kibor. No. I'm not talking about Avnos Kenim. I'm talking if the Sheni tripped on the Rishon, so the Rishon is laying on the street, is Dina Ka'odam Amazik. Rishon Chai Beiminiske Gufish, Beiminiske Mamano Shalah Sheni. Yeshuvisko Begufish, Shalah Rishon Kenim Beforish. The Rishon is Odam Amazik. And then Robert said, Sheni. Chai beniske shlishi beniske guf avolo beniske mamona. Why? Because the sheni is dino ke bor, the rishon is dino ke odam, and the sheni is dino ke bor. So Tosfos in the pirush hasheni of Rashi, Tosfos learned that was what the Gemara answered over here. Elam arave, that was the pshat in the middle, and Tosfos said it's a doichik and it doesn't make any sense that the guf harishon should be odam amazik and the guf hasheni should be bor. So he said it doesn't make sense, it's a doichek. But he said nish gefel, because the Gemara is not going to hold like that lamaskan. But according to the pirush harishon of the Rabbeinu of Rashi that he got from the Rabbeinu Hananel, that was the original pshat in the Gemara. And then the Gemara backed out, then the Gemara comes back lamaskan elul yonam kiryama meikora. So you're going to go back to that shita, you're going to remain with that maskana that the first guy laying on the street is dinakot, and the second guy laying on the street is dinakibor. So that's what Tosfos said, it doesn't make any sense. But that's according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that is the maskana. But Tosfos said doesn't make. That's why Tosfos says the chein nirulri iker. He doesn't like this Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat. Then the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Tosfos. Yeah. Then Tosfos says. Where is it again? Then Tosfos points out that Rabbeinu Hananel has a different girsa in the Gemara. Rashi also says, Rashi is correcting the whole girsa. It should say like this, it should say like that. Everything is totally different from the Pirush HaRishon, which is the Rabbeinu Hananel. So we have the Rabbeinu Hananel here. Okay, where's the line in Tosfos that I'm looking for? Here's, we have the Rabbeinu Hananel on Amid Beis. The Rabbi Hilchasiv Leiskan Palagave here. If you look in the Rabbeinu Hananel, past halfway down, he has a period, and then he says after the period, "V'had the Rabbi Hilchasiv the Leis Man the Palagave, Maskana Kavase." The Maskana is like Le'olam Kedama Meikara, and Kedama Meikara is that funny svara. That the Rishon who's laying on the street is Dinika Adam, and the Shein is laying on the street is Dinika Bar. Okay. What Tosfos didn't like, so Rabbeinu Hananel holds that Maskana is like that. And then he has a Girsa, Omar Mar, Kulam Chayovim Aniske Gufan Abturim Aniske Mamonam Hanicha Lushmua. So we don't have that in the Gemara. We have in the Gemara, Havalei Bogram Tzinibo Shechibo Yisakelim. So we don't. So then, Bayasa in the Gemara, it says, Hanicha l'shmo damer. So Rabbeinu Hananel has to add on a whole line. So Tosfos apparently didn't even have this whole thing. They say their girsa in the Gemara was according to Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa. Chulam chayav maniske gufan tur maniske mamaynam. They say it's as if it were written on mamar. We have that Rabbeinu Hananel does say on mamar. Where's that line in Tosfos? I forgot it. Okay.
The second from the top.
Oh, my. The top line. Here, take a look at the top line. We don't have that whole line. So Taisa said, it's as if it would say Omar Mar, and then they're making a comment on that. The Rabbi Nachman has the girsa Omar Mar. They're quoting that. Yeah. It's a tongue twister. Okay. So that's what we got to try to figure out. According to Rabbi Nachman, why should it make a difference between the Rishon and the Sheni, that the Rishon is considered Chai Medin Odom and the Sheni is only Chai Medin Bor? Okay, we gotta try to do the Balamor and the Mohammed. I think we may find the answer there, but I'm not prepared for that. Okay, I'll try for tomorrow. Good. Oh, there was one line I wanted to read. Another line I wanted to read in Tosfos. It took me a while till I figured out how to read the line. Tosfos asked the kasha. Basically, here, what's on the second wide line in the Tosfos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph? The second wide line in the Tosfos. Meisvei, that corresponds to the corresponds here to the third line from the top. Meisvei, Kula Chayim on this Gevufon. So Tosfos is commenting on that Gemara. So what do they say? Meisvei, Kula Pturim on this Gemara. Kula Chayim on this Gevufon. Pturim on this Gemara. Mainan. Afilo Rishon, Kulam sounds like even a Rishon. Mehizik Mamono, Afilo is Guf Hasheni, and Atchai. Why don't you say, so it contradicts Rava. So Tosfos asks the question, why don't you say it's Machlokes Rava and Ebraise? And that's the old Machlokes from the Arab Yudah, with the Niskal Poshe and Niskal Oines. If you hold Niskal Poshe, so it's Atsias Habor, when the Kalim break, when the Kederis break, it's Atsias Habor Bipshia. So then you'll be chayiv midin bor, but if it's niskal oines, so then it's asiyas habor bi oines, and then it's, of course it's going to be mafker. It's mafker on the zok of lach on the filas oines. So why did they consider that akasha against Rava, and they had to back out and give it to Elo my Rava, hold different shot? They reinterpreted Rava. I don't think it's Rava changing his mind. These are amaroyim in the later generation. They're trying to figure out what did Rava say. Elam a Rava, what Rava meant to say was not that Rava's changing his mind. We're going back. We're guessing. We're trying to figure out what did Rava say. So Tosfos asks. So Tosfos says, why was that Akasha against Rava? Say they're both right. One is Aliba the Rav Meir. One is Aliba the Rav Yudah. So that's what they ask. V'lamotzi ukmen in the third line from in the third wide line in Tosfos. The brisa that says that the kelim that smashed, you're not chayiv midin bor. Why the armin is kaloinesu? So the rishon is also the habi rishon. Not memapkin the zakav alachan the filas oines. And Rava holds that the rishon is chayiv on the smashed kelim midin bor. Rava holds like Rav Meir Daman this kol pashehu. So he says you can't say that. Why? The Kim Lahu, the Gemara knew, the Gemara understood, the Braisa Berova, the Farisha Braisa, the Kadarm Zagogim Ko'osu. Here, on Ahmed Aleph, there's a Braisa Tanar Abonon. Where was that? Tanar Abonon, HaKadarm HaZagogim. And then there's a Braisa on Ahmed Beis, Nesve, Kulam Chayovim. And then you have Rava made a comment. So the Gemara Tosfos says, the Kim Lahu, the Chachmei HaTalmud knew that Rava and the Braisa on Amid Beis, Kulam Chayom, and this Gukam Tur, and this Kamamonim, they're both coming to explain the Braisa on Amid Aleph. So you can't say that they're in disagreement. The Braisa goes like the Chachamim, and Rava goes like Rav Meir. You can't say it's a machlokes. They're both coming to explain. Rava with the Braisa and Amud Beis are both coming to explain the Braisa and Amud Aleph. So you can't say that they're arguing with each other. That's how you have to read that. The Kim Lahu, the Chachmei HaGemara knew that the Braisa in Rava both coming to the Farsha Braisa on Amid Aleph. The Braisa on Amid Beis, Kulam Chayovim on this Kegufam, is a commentary on the Braisa on Amid Aleph, Hemshech. That's why you can't say it's a machlokes. Then Taisus picks on the Rashi. Well, the Kuntris Pirish, the Rav is really being the Rashi wrote on Amid Beis, but the Kevega was not happy with that Rashi. The Kevega said it's against the Farish Gemar Bob Metzir. So what did Rashi, what motivated Rashi to say? Rashi said there never was a machlokes, because Rashi was bothered with this kasha of Taisus. Why did the Gemara consider this a kasha against Rava from the Braisa? Say one Braisa go, one of them goes like Rav Meir, one goes like the Rabbanan, with the Niskal Peshe and Niskal Loinet. So Taisus said, no, Kim Luhu Letalmud, the Gemara Chachmeh, Gemara knew the Rav and the Braisa are both, the Braisa on Amid Beis is a Hemshech of the Braisa on Amid Aleph, and Rav is commenting on the Braisa, so he can't say they're Mechuluk. So Rashi gave a different answer. Rashi didn't think of what Taisus. So Rashi said, Rav holds there never was a Machlekes, Rav Meir and the Rabbanan, when the Niskal Peshe and Niskal Loinet. So Taisus says, but there was a Machlekes, it's about something. Abaye says, "Betarti pligi." They argue whether Niska Pashe and Niska Loines, and they also argue whether Mafkin is Zokov, if I leave out Nasakin and Masa on the Rishu Sarab, and then I'm Mafkirid, am I Chayiv or not? So if you hold, even if you hold like Rashi, that there never was a Machlekes, there was the one opinion, even if there never was a Machlekes, well, in Niska Pashe and Niska Loines, but there is a Machlekes, so what is the Machlekes? The Mafkin Azokov is Chayva Pater. So you can still ask the same Kasha. The same thing. Say the Rava goes like one Tana and the Braisa goes like the other Tana. So what did Rashi gain? Rashi came to answer Tosis Kasha. One should say it's a Machlekes Rava and the Braisa. How do you make a Tiyuft against Rava? There's a Machlekes Hatanaim. Rava goes like one and the Braisa goes like the other. So Tosis said, no, they're both talking about the same Braisa. You can't say there's a machlek. Rashi didn't say like that. Rashi thought the Braisa on Amid Beis is not a hemshech from the Braisa on Amid Aleph. Rashi said there never was a machlekes. Tosfos said, but there was another machlekes where the mapkin is zokov, is chayva pater. So Tosfos writes, the kuntris pirish. Rashi writes on Amid Beis. The rabbi shall have been there and the rabban is called peshehu. The lord pligel the mapkin is zokov. Avim mikom. So Tosfos said he didn't fire. He didn't gain anything by saying that. That Rabbi Abaye said that. Rashi said that in order to answer Taisa's kasha. Why did the Gemara consider it a kasha against Ravif and the Braisa? There's a machlokes hatanaim. Rav is going like Rav Meir and the Braisa is going like the Rabbanan. So Rashi said, Rav holds in Ebu was a machlokes. Taisa said, but there was a machlokes where the mapkin is Zokav is Chayiv. So why didn't they say that's the machlokes over here? So that's why Taisa didn't like Rashi. Okay. Then they say you can't say like Rashi. Rashi says that the Rava holds there never was a machlokes, whether Niska Peshe and Niska Loines. The Gemara has a lashon in Bav Metzir Daf Pei Beis. The Kaimalon was a lashon. The Kaimalon, see that where it says in Taisus Bav Metzir Daf Pei Beis on the base. So the next line they quote the text of the Gemara there. The Kaimalon, the Gemara says, and we have a tradition that Niska Peshe Pligi. That is the machlokes of Meir and the Rabban. So the Gemara said, the Kaimalon, that's the Maskanas HaGemara, that is the Machlokes. So we have rejected the other opinion. What's Rashi telling me above a Maisa? That Rava holds that there never was a Machlokes. There was such an opinion, never was a Machlokes. But the Gemara rejects it. The Kaimalon, the Niskal Pasher Pligi. So that's why Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. Okay, so we got to try to read, the Balamor and the Machamps. Good, I'll try. Seem to remember when we learned Balakam, I think Rabbi Soloveitchik did this Balamor and Mochamis. He always used to find it a big challenge to learn a Mochamis. It's like climbing Mount Everest. It was a big, whenever there's a Ramban, the Ramban and Mochamis, he always quotes from all over the place. And Rabbi Soloveitchik liked it. He would spend a lot of time on the Mochamis. He would read it line by line. So we got to read it, see what it says. Thank you.
There's a barbecue at Willie's house, I guess.
What's the point of drinks?
It was not for simple.
Alright. The Jews weren't supposed to be for free food. It's not really.